mic on?
No.
That was messed up, man.
I
think you need to make me higher. Because I'm on the poo-poo mic.
Oh, it is really bad, huh?
Yeah, turn me, like, all the way up.
All the way up?
Yeah. Remember when Ken burst into the
studio? That was because it was mic 3. No, you're right.
They're all equally bad.
You know, you need to talk into it the right way, though.
How is this?
Eat it.
Like this?
Eat it.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to definitely get an STD off this mic.
No, you can't get one from there. Plus, nobody here has sex, so nobody here has STDs.
They probably have STDs from prostitutes.
I don't think the guys here are prostitute kind of dudes.
Isn't every dude a prostitute
no,
kind of dude?
No, not at all. And not every dude is a stripper kind of dude either.
Ew, strippers are gross.
That's not nice. Gross, dude. You're nasty today.
What do you mean today?
You're nasty all the time.
Yeah, girl.
Ew, what's wrong with you?
I'm just trying to have a good time on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
What's up, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, what's up? This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
What time is it? Like 6:15?
6:06.
And what day? It's like Friday?
It's all the same day, man. Look.
Oh, hello, Lola.
We have a dog visitor.
That means Ken's coming. What's he going to do?
No, the signal's down on something.
It's Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
Lola. I love her.
She follows Ken everywhere.
Yeah, she's kind of stinky today. This is our last show before the big
day.
Marathon.
Marathon's coming.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
No, it's going to be super fun. So Sunday at noon, Glenn Jones kicks off our fundraising marathon,
terrifying,
which lasts about 2 weeks, and there's fun DJ tag teams. I'm going to be hosting with Matt Warwick on Tuesday, Gig Talk on Thursday, and then the next Wednesday with Erwin.
Busy, 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 Michelle.
I'm a busy bee.
I'm going to be hosting only twice, and both of those times are called Shut Up Weirdo.
Congratulations.
I'm not a good MC.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure that I'm not a good MC. I get too nervous. And I feel out of my element.
Well, you're not out of your element when we fundraise next Friday. So everyone
no,
needs to tune
I'm
in.
Not.
It's going to be very fun. I think all our volunteer slots are filled. But if you want to volunteer for another show, please email scott@wfmu.org. I have one more order of business to take care of, and then we can get down to the entertainment segment of the show. If you're a swag for... Are you a swag for life? No, you're not.
I'm snoring.
All right, well,
I
won't announce it then.
Go, do it.
Just that if you're a swag for life, you have already gotten automatically renewed, and you should have gotten an email to pick your swag. If you didn't, send an email to Joe Magasco.
I'm not a swag for life.
You should be. It's the best way to help the station.
Might as well be, right?
It's the best way to help the station.
But then... It feels like I don't give enough if it's only like $10.
No, because they announce it as like an annual amount, so you'll still feel like
I'll still feel good about myself.
Yeah, and you'll feel good about yourself because it's the best way to help FMU.
Why?
Because it's monthly donations, and that's what's going to help us get into the black.
Oh, we should talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Because I do have some questions.
I have some questions about our t-shirt.
What? Like what?
Like how awesome is it?
Listen, I will describe it as... majestic.
Mm-hmm.
Uplifting.
Mm-hmm. There's a sense of the macabre.
And weird.
It's very odd. It's very odd. We're going to debut it when?
Definitely by Sunday.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can... We have a few tweaks. I'm hoping I'll make them tonight.
We don't have to show final.
Yeah. A couple tweaks so that at least it's like ready to spread the word.
Okay. Business adjourned.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Let's get the fun underway.
Tonight's topic is life hacks.
What do you mean?
Like let me start over.
Okay. Tonight's topic is
life hacks.
What does that mean?
The inspiration for this topic came from our "How do you want your eggs, buddy?" when people were calling in and some guy said something like, "Oh, when I do my, what's the toast with the egg in it called?
Frog in a hole. Toad
he
in a hole."
He was like, "I always toast the bread first." And I was like, genius. because then it's toastier when you eat it. So it's tips. Tips and tricks to make your life better, basically.
Okay.
Tips and tricks. Tricks. For a better life.
Tips and tricks for a better life.
Life hacks.
What do you got?
Alcohol.
Sad.
And? Socks.
You love socks. I think it's so gross. I was thinking about you the other day.
About how gross I am because I love socks?
Yep. Like, I was thinking about you and I was like, she's wearing socks right now. That sucks.
It's the winter. You're wearing socks?
Not all the time. You wear them at home. You wear them to bed.
My feet get really cold. I think I have bad circulation. I can't tell you how cold they get. Sometimes, you know, my comforter, I just fold it and leave it on my feet.
You have bad circulation.
Cold. Yeah.
Then don't call me the friend who's always cold.
You are always cold. I feel like you're, like, sitting around thinking about me and socks and thinking to yourself, gross. Like, there's way more, like, grosser things I could be doing and probably am.
Well, like, I think about it when I take off my socks and I'm like, this feels so good. And I'm like, oh. That
ew. You walk around barefoot?
Anywhere I can.
Ew. Stuff gets all up in your toes.
I love being barefoot.
Yucky poopy.
No, I love being barefoot. When I get home, the first thing I do in the hallway is take off all my clothes, my socks, everything.
I take off all my clothes by leaving my socks on. Oh my god,
I hate being barefoot. I hate clothes.
Wait, should we... How come no one's calling us? Did I give the phone number?
No.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is life hacks.
The phone broke?
This isn't a good sign.
The phone must be broken because it's raining out. So everyone's home and people know the number.
201-209-9368. Please call us. Hello? Is anyone? Oh! I think someone's calling.
No.
What happened?
Hello?
Hello? Did my mic just turn off?
Yes.
You turned off the wrong mic.
My bad.
Hi, buddy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear Michelle? Michelle, say something.
Yes.
Something.
Okay,
go. I'm slightly listening to you on the radio. Maybe that's the problem.
No, you need to listen on the phone.
I'm listening on the phone.
Okay,
turned it off.
Go ahead.
Brushing your teeth in the shower.
Life hack.
I don't love brushing my teeth in the shower.
It feels so much mintier, though.
It makes me feel like I didn't brush my teeth right or enough. And I'm just going to have to brush them again.
Because you're brushing it?
They're still dirty.
I like how it makes you feel minty all over.
I do like spitting in the shower, though.
You like peeing in the shower.
No, I don't.
You like being peed.
I would not suggest you talk about this right now.
Well, that's another one. I have another one, actually.
You would not suggest
it. I would not suggest it.
Understood. Okay.
Thank you.
I got one more.
Yes.
I'm a cleaned up version of myself now.
I don't know who you are anymore.
I'm a cleaned up version of myself.
Yes,
kid
sir.
Kid friendly.
Yes, sir. What else?
If you have a lighter, you can open a beer with it.
Yes, you can, and I am super good at that.
That's my favorite party trick.
That is, well, no, it's a lame party trick, but it's a good life hack.
It makes people happy when they can't open their beer, and then you come along.
Pretty sure Matt opened mine like that.
He might have.
Yeah. Anything else, buddy?
No, I think that's it, but it's great talking to you guys.
You right. too.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Hope you'll show
you
up
too.
For
Bye.
Us next week.
Yeah, well, we look forward to getting your money.
Awesome.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Get a dog or two.
Really?
Oh.
Woof.
He hung up?
He seemed more like a cat person.
Like, why didn't he want to have a conversation about it?
Men hate talking. Oh, that was a nice... Don't break it again. Hands off.
I'm doing it from the right spot.
Hands off, sister.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
My acid reflux is acting up.
Your ass is what?
My acid reflux.
Oh my God. You're very,
I'm on edge.
Easily agitated today,
Michelle. I've been working a lot. I'm on edge.
So
have
I.
Pressure.
I'm just happy it's a Friday, you know?
It's never Friday for me anymore.
I like to be here.
I'm always here.
Oh, no, I mean here.
Oh, in here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You are always here.
Tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow, too.
201-209-9368.
Listen, that's what a girl's got to do to make her dreams come true.
I'm sorry, did you just rap?
I guess I kind of did.
Do it again, please.
That's what a girl's got to do to make her dreams come true.
Is that from that educational?
I have no idea.
It's from that educational thing about going back to college, that thing you love. All right, what's my life hack? Mayonnaise on an egg and cheese sandwich.
That's delicious.
Right? I think people are going to be up in arms about this one, though.
Why?
People hate mayonnaise. They have very strong feelings about
people it. People who hate mayonnaise are not people I want to associate
After
with.
After the marathon, we should do mayonnaise yay or nay.
Okay, great idea.
Thanks.
Will we remember? Write it down in your phone.
Someone will remember.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I think the topic should be barefoot or socks. And I vote socks.
Okay. We'll take your vote.
Vote taken, even though that's not the topic, but okay.
Could be a subtopic.
Michelle votes for barefoot, and I vote for socks. Thank you, sir.
For socks.
Now, what is your life hack?
Valium.
Same.
That was sad.
No, that made me happy.
Happy. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Send some treats my way, please.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
I just learned something you can do if you only need to use a little bit of egg in a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take the end of, your fork, not the pointy part, but just, like, the dull stabbing end and, like, puncture the edge of the egg.
Uh-huh.
So only a half inch size hole, and then you can just pour out a little of the egg.
And then what do you do with it?
Well, then you just throw the rest away.
Well, if you want to make an egg wash or like...
What's an egg wash?
You put an egg...
What's an egg wash?
You put it over like a cake, I think.
Yeah, I don't know about how to do that, but...
A roll. You put it on like bread.
Oh, like an empanada.
Yeah. We don't put egg washes on ours.
Some people do.
You can also crush crackers with the edge of a, or like a mug.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
That's not that special of a life hack. Do you have any more secret ones, special ones?
Those are secret and special to me, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not that.
Yeah.
Secret.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, sister. Yeah. Do you vote for barefoot or socks?
Usually barefoot, yes. But yeah, I know what you're saying about socks, too.
No, you can't vote both.
You gotta
choose
one.
She voted barefoot. With a caveat.
Barefoot, that's what I said first.
Yeah.
Fine. Have a good one.
Was that Sarah?
All right, you too. Bye.
I'm gonna be mean to everyone who votes barefoot.
I'm shocked by that behavior.
I don't see why.
Don't give me mean looks on the radio.
I'm smiling at you! Who was the one making the mean face? It was not me. You were going like this. 201-209.
But cute.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cutest I've ever seen you. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is life hacks. Call in with your tips and tricks for an easy, smooth life.
Easy breezy would have been better.
Do it again. Easy breezy, smooth life.
How many times have you practiced your hoof and mouth song?
I'm going to karaoke this weekend to practice, but I've been twice to practice. I mean, it's kind of like a
song. It's an easy one.
It's a song you don't really need to practice that much.
I'm not going to practice again this year.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
It's on my birthday, you know.
I know. I got to figure out what I want to get you.
You don't have to get me anything.
I'll get you something. It's not going to be a diamond ring or anything.
Black diamond ring, just in case anyone's wondering.
Do you have earring holes?
I don't wear earrings.
I have a black diamond.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you do.
I was going to give it to you. You suck.
Hello?
You dummy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yay. Hi.
Oh, my God, isn't it exciting? What's
Hi.
Up, buddy? What's your life hack?
My life hack would have to be that...
Turn down your radio.
I know. Well, first I wanted to vote for the slippers or the socks, and I wanted to...
Please turn down your radio.
We can't talk to you if you don't
Please
turn
down your radio.
Oh, okay. There's an alternative of that. I think that you should wear slippers at home. That's what I do.
No, it's either barefoot or socks.
Oh, barefoot, I guess.
Thank you.
Should okay. I make a subcategory of slippers?
No. This is already a subcategory of our topic.
Maybe it's
okay,
a sub.
Okay, well, my life hack, you add salt to the water when you cook pasta.
That's everyone knows
What's
that.
What's wrong with everyone? Also, we don't want them
Have
all to be about
night,
cooking.
That's
this
not
isn't
a
cooking
hack.
Show. There's a lot of other things that are important in life.
Apparently not.
Like, use wet wipes when you do a number two.
Why do you have to do that?
I'm just giving another example.
How about get a universal remote control?
Exactly. That's a good one. Thank you, Michelle. Jeez.
These people.
Shake your umbrella before you walk inside.
I don't like using an umbrella.
I mean, that was for the people who do.
It's just sharing.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Trying to be more open.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
More open and nicer?
Nah.
Was it that you said earlier?
To who?
You said, oh, more open and kid-friendly.
Oh, yeah, I'm kid-friendly now because I have a new friend. So now I'm kid-friendly.
Someone just said this is a hipster topic.
What? No, it's not.
It's so weird. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Tonight's topic is life hacks.
What is a hipster topic?
I don't know.
What color fedora do you have?
Fedora?
Like one of those weird hats.
Tell us about your tattoos.
How long have you had that beard? What gallery do you lie about showing in? I've lived in Williamsburg since 1999.
What street do you live on?
I remember Southside.
What's
when it
your
had nothing
favorite?
On it.
I almost cursed.
What were you going to say?
What's your favorite shizzy beard beer? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so are the answers, is it strictly binary, yes or no, or can time and place be a vote?
For what?
For socks.
No, it's binary.
Oh, come on.
Socks or no socks?
All
it's
right,
not
so
that
my,
hard.
Well, all right, so my life hack actually is relevant to socks.
Great.
It's wool socks.
They make my feet too sweaty.
Mm. What? No,
they're awesome when it's really
so
cold.
Well. They're great.
I don't, maybe my feet are sweaty. I don't know.
It's weird that your feet are sweaty because you are often cold.
I'm always cold.
So it's very strange that your feet are sweaty.
They're sweaty right now, but I'm freezing.
That's very weird.
Well, it's weird that you have bad circulation.
I have bad circulation too, and we'll talk.
That's a physical impairment.
This is a physical impairment.
It is?
Yes.
What's it called?
What's yours called?
Bad circulation. What's yours called?
Well, I don't want to call it sweaty feet because that doesn't sound romantic. That's not romantic.
Well, and the good thing, too, about
how am I supposed to find me a boyfriend?
Maybe yours is bad circulation in a different way. Maybe mine doesn't circulate enough, but yours circulates too much.
Oh, it's called over-circulation.
Over-circulation.
It's called over-circulation.
Got it.
And that sounds way more romantic than sweaty feet.
Oh, yeah, sexy.
Way sexier.
Wait, what was this guy saying?
Oh, yeah, what are you?
Sweating a lot.
What'd he say?
What'd you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but don't curse. It sounded like you cursed.
No, I'm not cursing. I said wool socks don't smell.
Oh, wool socks don't smell.
I thought he said
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Okay.
Will blank in snow is what I thought you said.
It was a mess. We all thought.
Okay.
I bleeped you.
But listen, no.
You wear wool socks for like a week at a time or weeks at a time.
Okay, disgusting. There's something wrong with you.
Stink.
I do love me a wool sock, but I will say when your feet sweat, they stink.
Yeah.
Eventually. Sooner or later.
No. After a day, they stink.
My feet feel gross right now just talking about
this. Let's talk about something else.
All right.
Stop. Wait, so you chose socks, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'll go with socks. Well, can I share another one? That's my original thought.
Okay, yeah.
Bee pollen? Yeah, you guys eat
What does that do?
Ever?
You're supposed to eat bee pollen. It's like the new
chia. So, like, I had, like, cripplingly bad, debilitating allergies from, like, middle school into, like, my mid-20s. And then a few years ago, I started eating bee pollen all year round, and I don't have allergies anymore.
Well, a lot of people outgrow their allergies, you know.
I don't know. It seems, that's possible, but it seems,
I agree with you on the bee pollen. The bee is a powerful little creature.
It's good for you, too. I guess you're kind of stealing the bee's food, so you have to get over that, I guess.
Well, we're killing all the bees anyway.
Yeah, they're all... No, actually, well, I think buying it promotes...
Oh, my God. Okay, goodbye.
Have
a good one.
Franny's bored.
Yeah, Franny got bored. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So my life hack is if you get pulled over while driving by the police officer and they ever ask you why they pulled you over, you should never say why, because then you're basically confessing and they can use that confession to write you a ticket.
Stop it!
Yep. And you should always lie if they ask you if you have weed. You should always say no.
Well, Michelle, everyone knows that.
Not everyone knows that.
I would never know that if a police officer said to me, why did I pull you over, I should not answer.
I always answer.
Like, tell them you were speeding or anything, you should make them, they have to prove it.
I say, because I'm so pretty. You don't even drive.
I can.
My friend got pulled over by the cops when he was driving while intoxicated, and he was doing his laundry, and he had a big vat of powdered detergent and so he just grabbed it and like ate it to try and like cover up the beer smell and he had like a blue mouth
what
like powder in it and they thought he was like on some kind of
they thought he ate coke
they thought he was on drugs because it was like foaming.
So then what happened?
He talked his way out of it.
That is a great story, Michelle.
He's amazing.
Do I know him?
He's the one who had the nosebleeds. And the pea.
The cucumbers?
Yeah.
I like him. He's crazy.
I love him. He's normal now. He got married.
Oh, that's weird. What?
Someone married him.
Who?
A normal girl.
He's married to a normal girl?
He married a normie.
That's weird. All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too. Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening. So my life hack is I got to get up for work really early, earlier than I want to. So I pick out all my clothes and put them all together and put everything by the door so I can just wake up, get dressed, and walk out the door.
Does that work?
Works for me.
You don't have to, like, go back to pick out a different pair of shoes that look better with your outfit?
Well, he's a guy.
All the night before, and I don't think
about
it. But
you set out your clothes like a child, basically.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
When do you shower? Do you shower in the morning?
Oh, my God. I have something so embarrassing to confess.
Oh, great. What?
As I'm making fun of him, I'm realizing...
You do the same thing.
No, worse. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
What?
It's worse.
What is it? You try on your outfit the night before.
No, it's worse.
Worse than trying on your outfit the night before?
Maybe. Oh, my God. Am I really going to say... Whatever. Who cares? I don't care what you guys think about me. I have a notes thing. You know, there's like a notes app on an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list of outfits. So that like if I wake up in the morning one day and I'm like, I don't know what to wear, I just look at the list and pick one.
That's
And you're making fun of me.
Isn't that insane?
That's insane.
That's insane.
That's
when I was
really
little,
crazy.
Like in sixth grade, I would like plan them out for weeks. I had a little calendar and I would plan out all my outfits.
I feel like I would write down what I wore, but I wouldn't plan ahead.
Like you'd plan. You'd write it down to have a record?
Yeah. Because you know I like having records.
Yeah, no, I would plan ahead.
Well, good. I mean, you're always prepared then.
Oh my God, that's so insane. I can't believe I just said that out loud.
Nerd.
I'll show it to you.
I've got
really
another
funny.
Good one, but I don't do it.
What is
which
it?
Which is you have all the same color socks. So you don't have to match up socks and fun.
Yeah, but you're a guy.
Yeah, your life is easier.
Guys don't even have to think about it. They don't have to do their hair. They don't have to put on makeup. They wake up in the morning, they put on a shirt, they look just like they did the day before.
It's true, but my sock drawer is a mess, and one day I hope to throw them all out and get one pair of socks. Well, black and brown, but have them all be the same.
Brown socks.
Yep.
That's weird.
That's for old men.
But it's got to be black or white or patterned. Brown socks are weird.
Yeah, brown socks are really
weird. Once you get into patterns, you can't do that life hack.
No, you just learn not to care about what the pattern is.
One of my life hacks is that when I run out of underwear, instead of doing laundry, I buy more. I have so much underwear. I never do my laundry.
It'll keep you in supply. Hmm? Well, thank you, ladies. Good night.
I don't know what he just said.
Have a good one. What did he say?
I don't know. Keep it subpar.
Is that what he said?
I don't know.
I will kill him.
First, you gotta find him.
You taught me about one of my life hacks.
Oh, which one?
The magic eraser.
Oh my God, if I could have invented anything, it would have been the magic eraser. You know what it is?
No, what is it? Isn't it like
microfine sandpaper?
It doesn't actually have chemicals in it?
Some of them probably do.
I used one once after what did I do that day? I cut up super hot peppers for lunch. Then I got a manicure with like nail polish remover. And then I went home and cleaned my tub. And my fingertips were on fire.
From the magic eraser?
I think it might have been a combination of all of it. Like the pepper was there. And then when I used the magic eraser.
And then it got inside.
Yeah.
One time I
will never. Oh, I thought I was going to die. I didn't know what to do. I put them in ice. I didn't know what to do. They didn't look bad. They looked normal though. They just felt insane.
Remember when I ruined my hair a couple years ago because I got stoned and dyed it really, really black?
You did have black hair. Oh, yeah. My God, I forgot.
So that night when I was doing it, I'd gotten a bunch of...
On your face?
On my face, and I tried to use a magic eraser to get it off, and I, like, really screwed things up.
What happened?
It was, like, all patchy and raw and, like, really weird looking. It was, like...
Those things are, like... Uncouth.
I shouldn't have used it on my skin.
They're uncouth.
I shouldn't have used it.
You gotta wear gloves when you use one of those.
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know, man. After that time, my fingers were burning.
Don't you wish you would have invented that?
It's awesome. I use it to clean everything.
So awesome.
My nail polish gets on, like, the cabinets when I open one. Just magic eraser that up.
How does your nail polish get on the cabinet?
Like, when my fingers rub against the white cabinet.
Oh, you need to get gels.
Andy, his black pants rub up on the wall, and then there's...
Why is Andy rubbing up on the wall?
Because that little hallway... Because
you're too tired.
Yeah, I'm too tired, so he has to enjoy himself, you know? It really kind of stains the wall.
How dare he?
No, when he walks by in that little area to the dressing room.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. What?
Someone named Jordan on the comments board says, Franny, does that mean you get your nails done? Yeah.
Most women do.
Every woman does, almost.
I do.
Every woman I know gets her nails done.
I get my nails done.
Yeah.
Even I get my nails done.
Everyone gets their nails done.
I even spring for the fancy one because I'm an artist, and if I don't, my hands will get ruined.
I don't even spring for the fancy one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi,
Ted. What's up, dude? I was going to email you about the marathon.
We were talking about you earlier. Good things.
All good things.
I'm sure.
I'm serious, actually.
Yeah, it was. But I'm going to email you so we can make some food plans.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I had a bunch of rebuttals. Some of the life hacks.
Well, let's not get into those.
But yeah, but forget that.
Rebuttals.
Well, the one thing I wanted to say, Michelle, if you have quick perspiration,
mm-hmm.
Wool socks are better than cotton.
That's
because
they wick.
They're
wicking.
What does that mean?
That's really, really good for that. They're not wool. They're synthetic, but they don't get damp.
Yeah, because they wick. They wick it. They wick the moisture.
Wool?
Yeah, they're really
wick.
Good.
Wicking.
Anyway. Okay, so here's my I have two simple ones. One is, you know when you use an extension cord?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the plug from unplugging from the other cord. You tie them in a knot. You know what I'm saying?
My extension cords never come apart.
Well, if you're like having to run something all the way outside the house and you know, and you're like say you're vacuuming your car or something,
all right.
Sometimes it'll pull out.
That's a good one.
So I'll cross the ends and then plug them in, and then that way it's like a little square knot almost.
All right.
And when you pull them a cord, it pulls them together. It doesn't pull them apart.
What else you got?
Barefoot or socks?
Barefoot or pregnant?
Oh, barefoot or socks? I gotta say it depends on the situation.
Nope.
But
you gotta
I'm
pick
more
one.
Of a barefoot guy. Like I would say I'm.
I have
like
a feeling our listeners
barefoot,
are barefoot people.
Being barefoot
if I had
feels
cords,
so
I'd never
good.
God, I hate
indoors.
It.
I love the way my feet feel on.
I have a good life hack.
What?
I think it's a good one.
What is it?
So when you're getting a grill ready, like the round charcoal ones.
How do you know about this? Charcoal briquettes?
I'll tell you when I'm done with the story. And you don't want to wait because you have to wait for them to turn gray before you cook, right? Am I making this up or am I telling the story right? Like
they
you
turn,
can't. Like
they
you
turn
gotta,
red and then they.
And then they turn
right.
like grayish, right? And that's when you start cooking. Mm-hmm. So you got to wait a while.
Mm-hmm.
You get a blow dryer and you blow it on the coals and it makes them turn gray faster.
Then the ash will come up and hit you in the face.
It doesn't.
Who taught you this?
My daddy.
When?
When I was little. He used to do that every time we barbecued. And it would like take 10 minutes to get the coals in the right spot and then we could cook
yeah,
real
that,
fast.
I think
it's just because of the air.
That's similar to when you use the actual charcoal and you use a charcoal chimney.
Yeah.
Because then the air circulates, so they heat faster.
Yeah, that's
and,
all it is, right?
And char and
that's a good one. Come on.
That is a good one.
Can I get a little something? Oh. That was a good one, right, Just Ted?
Yes, that was very
Thank
good.
You. Makes but me want barbecue.
My,
me too. God, I want a backyard.
All right. I don't like soggy cereal,
mm-hmm.
So instead of milk, I use like Greek yogurt. And then put the cereal on top of that and eat the cereal with yogurt instead of milk.
That's
then,
just like granola.
Yeah,
Everyone
you're just
does
eating
that.
The cereal like granola.
You're making a word I hate.
Yeah, but
granola?
But,
no.
But your cereal doesn't get soggy. And I also don't like that the milk gets mealy and gets the cereal flavor. I'm not into that.
I like mushy cereal. My dad
I hate mushy cereal.
My dad used to pour a bowl of cornflakes, pour vitamin D milk on it. Go out to the porch, smoke a cigarette,
oh,
and then
no,
come
ew,
back and eat it.
That's so gross. There's nothing worse than mushy cereal.
There's a lot of things worse than mushy
yogurt.
Cereal.
It works really well.
We know about that.
What?
Okay.
The yogurt and the horrible...
That's just yogurt with cereal instead of granola. That ain't no life hack.
It's a gross word.
Granola?
No.
Yogurt?
The thing that you make that has yogurt and granola.
Parfait?
Oh!
Yeah, I'm not
I can't
big
even
and
say
it.
No grown man should say that word ever.
What if you went out with a guy and he ordered the parfait?
I don't know what I would do. I'd call him a woman and leave. It's such a horrible
it's
word.
It's gross. It's stupid. I don't understand it. What does it even mean?
I feel like if I heard a man in a position of power, like if station manager Ken was like, I can't wait to eat a...
Parfait?
I would be like, I have no respect for
I
you.
I want dude. Everyone to know that at the end of that sentence, when it was time to say the, when it was time to say the word parfait, Michelle pointed at me because she refused to say the word.
I won't say it.
Come on, try.
Nah. I won't even say it for $1,000.
Oh, you're giving me ideas. You're giving me money-making ideas.
It's a really gross word. And
you just gave me a really good money-making idea. Yes, I'm going to write it down on this little piece of paper.
201-209-9368. What's your life hack? And barefoot or socks?
Thank you, Just
right,
Ted.
I'll see you guys at the marathon, okay?
Can't wait. Have a good one.
What are you bringing week one?
Ribs.
Well, talk. You said you're going to email me.
Okay. I have a request for a certain kind of cookie.
Okay. All right. Wow. And get home safe, all right, guys?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have a good all one. Right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls. How are you?
What's up, dude?
It's Tom from the meetup. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
What's up? Trying to turn you off here. And there we go. The best life hack is to inherit a lot of money.
That's not a life hack.
Yeah, you can't control that.
Oh, you can't control. Okay. All right. Okay, how about this one? These are all so obvious, though. It's ridiculous.
Just give us
wash
one.
And fold, like, you know, service. I mean, I haven't done laundry in 20 years.
That's not a life hack.
No, that's not a life hack, Tom.
All right, how about graspers that you take stuff off shelves with to pick up crap off the floor? How's that?
You're still not a life hack.
You're not getting it.
You're just telling us about things that you do for convenience.
Well, isn't that a hack?
No, a hack is like life-changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing? Well, shut up, weirdo, then.
Oh, I like it.
I'll take it.
Okay, barefoot or socks? Definitely barefoot. Barefoot or socks?
Barefoot.
Shocking.
Barefoot. Can't sleep in socks. If I come home and pass out, I wake up, it's like, what am I doing with socks on?
Yeah.
You guys?
Nightmare.
You guys don't understand. If I fall asleep and I can't fall asleep without them.
That's just because you've been conditioned.
Do you think I could wean myself off of the socks?
You could do one sock at a time.
I truly feel like I would get sick and, like, die of cancer.
You wouldn't die of cancer.
Yeah, your socks off in bed?
I wear my socks at all times.
So gross. Not when you shower.
I wish I could.
Ew, that's so weird.
No,
that's gross.
Do you go to the beach with socks?
No, I wear sandals to the beach. No, I wear sandals in the summer. That's true.
That
I don't wear
true.
Socks. That's true. But I sleep with socks 365 days a year.
I love rocking socks with sandals, so that's a mistake you're making.
I love that.
Socks with sandals. That would be a good look for you.
Hell yeah.
Chancletas.
I love socks and sandals.
I have sex with socks on. You know I'm really feeling it when I take the socks off.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
When
does that happen?
Learning a lot tonight.
Like, when I'm really trying to be sexy, I take the socks off.
Before, during, or after?
Probably during.
During?
Yeah. Well, or before if I'm, like, putting on a pretty outfit or something.
Are you on your stomach or on your back?
I don't know, Michelle, you're getting weird right now. Michelle, you're getting weird, all right? Depends on the day, Michelle.
I just feel like if you're on your stomach, it would be, like, a different kind of grab.
Then the man would take them off in that scenario.
I think you could take them off better.
I like the word scenario.
What if I ordered sorbet? Would you bum out?
A little bit.
Wait, someone had a question for you. What if someone ordered a souffle?
No, that's fine.
Souffle? That's lame.
No way. A chocolate souffle is freaking awesome.
Well,
Michelle loves a chocolate lava cake.
I love a chocolate lava
cake. Cheese with lobster.
Ew,
you
try.
He tried to pass that on one another time.
No, goodbye.
Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Have a good one.
Bye, Tom.
Oh, come on.
Have a good one.
Madman probably has a lot of life hacks. TMJ?
Turning today.
Get in the mic, babe.
Sorry.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Jeff Moore is really offended by you being offended by the word parfait.
Why?
He's like, what is wrong with Michelle and the word parfait? A parfait is practically anything done in layers, usually in a tallish glass vessel. A lot of super tasty desserts are served that way, so you can dig down with the spoon and pick up a few interesting complimentary flavors.
In my face.
I told you, he's very passionate.
I don't think anything's wrong with the idea of that thing.
It's just the word.
Yeah.
Yes. Understood.
I'm really into Froyo lately.
Ew. I'm not down with Froyo.
I am.
I guess it depends on the Froyo.
I like all the toppings. We got Froyo the other day, me and Matt Warwick of Garbage Time.
Mm-hmm.
And, we drove there because I was craving Froyo for like 3 days. I was like, can we please go get Froyo? Matt always gets the same thing. Vanilla with graham cracker and something else. I get chocolate with any kind of chocolate thing you can put on it. And then we were like, Ken, do you want one?
Oh, God.
He's like, yeah, I want banana. He wanted banana flavored Froyo. That's so gross.
What topping did he put on it?
What's how he wanted coconut flakes.
He's obsessed with coconut.
He loves coconut.
But he likes the tropical flavors.
But it's
so
he
I
said
see
he wanted
being like banana with coconut.
He thought it sounded natural.
Natural?
It's like
all fruit.
It's like all chemicals.
Banana?
I refused to get banana and I got him strawberry instead.
Did he eat it?
Yeah, he loves sugar.
Strawberry with coconut?
I think it had strawberry. What did it have on it? I don't remember.
Banana is like the weirdest flavor to ask for. But no, I won't lie. I love me. Haagen-Dazs has a banana split flavored ice cream.
Oh, it's good?
But my favorite dessert is banana split.
I love banana cream pie.
So maybe you would like it. Maybe we're being mean right now.
Seems too sweet.
Banana froyo sounds nasty, though.
So gross.
Ew, Ken. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle. Scott.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Scott. What's up?
I'm chilling.
Cool. Me too.
Cool.
Same.
So I got a pretty good life.
Yeah, you must have some.
You know, if you ever go to the bank and you're having a hard time at the bank getting done what you need to get done, you know, they say, well, we can't do that or we don't handle that here. Or if as soon as you feel like you're having a hard time, all you got to do is say, well, okay, then, I'd like to withdraw all of my
yeah,
money so that I can take it to another
one.
Bank.
That does work.
Even if you were there to buy a UFO, they will somehow come up with a UFO as soon as you threaten that.
Well, that works with everyone. Like, I called Verizon this week to get my
call
bill
T-Mobile
lowered.
T-Mobile to get my
and they
bill
were like,
lowered.
Sorry, we can't. And I was like, okay, then I'll just go to with Time Warner. Oh, well, sir, or ma'am, or whatever the hell.
Sir.
Sir Dreyfus. Sir Franny, we can just give you
Mr. Franny.
Mr. Franny, that's I'm rebranding again to Mr. Franny. I kind of like it, Mr. Franny.
It's amazing how good that works, though.
It does work.
I mean, it's not that genius. You're just kind of threatening someone.
Anything works like that, though.
Threatening anyone works mostly. So,
I like getting something for my troubles.
Yeah.
Do you say it like
that? I say
it,
and I'd like something for my troubles. And I get it. I get something for my troubles.
We should all get things for our troubles.
I have a lot of troubles I need some things for.
All right, Scott, have a good one. Wait, barefoot or socks?
I don't want to answer that. I don't want to make anyone mad.
No one's going to get mad. Just answer the question.
Oh, definitely barefoot.
Okay. Have a good one.
Take care, you too.
Later.
I'm so mad at him.
Hey, did you watch Unreal?
No, but I'm gonna. Was it good?
I think it has. It's gonna
like
be
setting up.
It's gonna be better than last season. Thank God.
God, I don't remember what happened last season. Someone died.
Yeah. No, someone got shot.
Yeah, no, I remember.
First season, someone died.
We have a full board. I don't even have to. Have I even said the number at all?
No, and we didn't even talk
That's
about
so
the
weird.
Chat board.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yeah, I did. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. So first off, socks.
Okay.
So for the life hack, now, let's just say when you're using the self-checkout aisle at the supermarket, anything could really be a Vidalia onion.
I have
this. So you're cheating.
I do the same thing.
And stealing.
I take
yeah,
all organic
I
vegetables.
Like, I make myself feel...
Oh, what happened?
He hung up.
I do the same thing when I go to the supermarket. I pick out all organic vegetables, and then I scan them as regular.
So your life hack is to steal.
Those grocery stores throw away so much food.
So your life hack is to steal.
What's that thing called? A victimless crime. It's a victimless crime.
Doesn't the grocery store lose money?
They throw away so much food. And I don't want to pay $5 for one avocado.
Then get the cheap avocado.
I want the good one. And I don't want to pay full price for it. And I don't feel like I should have to.
That's entitled.
I don't feel like anyone should have to pay $5 for a...
A what? A what, Michelle?
An avocado. Kid-friendly avocado.
I don't need to say it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hi,
hey, Rooster.
Rooster.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You want tips for a better life, eh?
Yeah.
Whether you want the deep philosophical or on-the-surface reliability?
Both.
Okay. Well, which one do you want first?
On-the-surface reliability.
Okay. That would be here now or else.
Huh? That's not deep philosophical?
That is deep.
No.
Okay, what's the deep philosophical one?
Be paying attention to right now.
All right,
all the time.
All right, what's the deep one then?
One's reach should always exceed one's grasp.
Did you join a cult?
What happened to you?
One's reach, it's about dreams.
Basically have dreams. Yeah.
Make your dreams come true. Keep reaching for the stars, Rooster.
Yeah, you have to reach past what you know you can grasp. You have to reach for more than that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, Rooster, thanks
for
calling.
I do that every day.
What do you mean you do that every day?
I reach for the stars.
Do you get them?
No.
Yes. You know what? You girls are doing exactly that. Yes, you are.
Thanks, Rooster.
All right, have a good one.
It's nice to have a parent who approves, even if it's not mine.
Hi, you're on the... Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, my life hack is if you have butter that's hard and you need it soft, you put it in a baggie and you beat it with a rolling pin to get it soft.
You beat it with a rolling pin?
But then you also smush it
if you need it for baking.
You're getting it soft, so.
Oh, I see. Now I understand.
Okay.
Why would you need butter soft?
To bake with it, to put it into recipes.
I guess I don't bake. Okay, that's a good one. Approved.
Okay, good.
Have a good one, sister.
You too. Goodbye.
You might be good at baking because it's more like science. You have to follow rules. It's less like free form, like cooking is more free form.
I'm not good at science.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm good at math.
There's math involved.
Should I start
you
baking?
Like following rules? There's directions.
I stopped doing that meal service.
I know. You go to the supermarket now like a normal person.
I save me so much money.
Yeah, I know.
And it only takes me like 15 minutes to cook dinner now.
Yeah, I know.
It used to take me an hour.
Well, when I first met you, you didn't even cook. You scoffed.
I've come a long way, right?
You scoffed at the fact of that you could cook.
Yeah, I used to order takeout.
I don't cook.
Yeah. I've come a long way.
Then you started getting Blue Apron.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're cooking all on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her go.
I mean, I ain't making no filet mignon.
Why? That's an easy thing to make.
Yeah, actually, you're right. But I ain't making no, like, I don't know. I'm just like...
Lobster Thermidor.
I'm blanching some green beans and making some grilled chicken.
Blanching is...
Thank you.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Thank you. Saving a lot of money. It's nice to save money.
What are you going to buy with all your saved money? A boat?
A bigger house.
Oh, cool.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
My hack is for taking out the garbage.
Hmm.
Instead of going through the kitchen door, down the little flight of stairs, through the back door, and out the gate of the yard, I just open the window, open the garbage can lid with a broom, and... drop the garbage in.
I used to love throwing garbage
out
the window.
Do you really? That's really funny.
It's fun to do that, right?
I have a video of it on YouTube.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I've heard about you. You're a YouTube sensation with that one.
That's not me.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Must be the other garbage guy.
The garbage guy.
You
mean Matt?
Recycling as well. I have the...
Now it's not that interesting.
Out the window.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. What?
The bank thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a bank once, and they were rude to me, and I said, I'd like all my money, please. They said, what do you mean? I said, give me all my money in cash right now. They gave me a talk. They tried to talk me out of it, and I took the money. Eventually, I walked right across the street and opened an account across the street where they could see me.
You showed them.
I did.
Took up like a whole day, I bet.
Put them...
Yeah, like you have like to sit there waiting for your money.
You showed them.
I put them out of business.
Yeah, that $1,000 really did them in.
How dare you.
Okay, bye, buddy.
Bye. Have a good one.
I like that guy. He was funny. Yeah, hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
So my hack is when I'm wearing super high-waisted pants and or it probably goes for any tight pair of pants, I like to loop a rubber band through the hole and then hook it onto the button and unzip it. This is usually after I've had a pretty hefty meal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It really only works if you're not tucking in your shirt.
It works. Pregnant women do that a lot, so they don't have to buy maternity jeans.
Oh, yeah. They must do that. I just do that when I eat a lot.
You must eat a lot.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I like it.
I like your style, girl.
All right, sister. Have a good one.
You too.
I don't have anyone on the list.
No one deserves it.
Okay, then.
We got to end on time, so we only have about 3 more minutes. And Billy Jam's got a special coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you about Billy Jam's special.
Tell me about Billy Jam's special,
at
Michelle.
At 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. Billy Jam will be doing another special music video simulcast of his radio show, in which he will be mixing in some old New York set film noir.
Ooh, fancy.
And a whole set of 1990s Bay Area rap music videos.
Fancy.
Very. So stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Billy Jam's simulcast. Why?
It's like tomatoes, tomatoes.
No, it's nothing like tomatoes, tomatoes. It's absolutely nothing like tomato, tomatoes.
It's like, mouse and mice?
It's more like mouse and mice than tomato, tomato.
Simultaneous simulcast.
I have no idea what the right word is.
How do you say it's simultaneous, right?
Simultaneous. No. I don't know, right?
Ben Affleck. I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, I got a couple life hacks for you.
Can our next year
And the most important one is for peace of mind, and you just basically avoid anybody who gives you grief. If they give you grief once, you put them on probation, and if they do it again, you just stay away from them permanently as much as you can.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Now, with socks, buy all your socks at one color at once.
Someone already said that.
You don't have to worry about matching them up.
Someone already said
that. Buy a couple dozen.
Someone already said that.
Can he hear us?
And for sweaty feet, find somebody
with
talcum and a nice towel.
Hello?
Are you talking about baby powder on your genitals?
On your feet, you know, like when you want to dry your feet.
On your genitals, too.
Please stop saying that.
I like that word.
I don't, and you can't say it again. Thanks for calling, buddy.
You're very bossy today.
Well, I don't like you saying things like that.
There's lots of things you say that I don't like, and I don't say you can't say that again.
Well, but this is different.
What about parfait?
It's painful. Painful.
Who named it that?
Who did name it that? The French. Your people.
Oh, now I'm French when you want to insult me. I see how you roll, sister.
You always seen how I roll.
That's messed up, man.
We got to end this quick. Quick and now. Dirty.
Well, there's nothing for me to say because I don't have a winner.
We'll be back next week with Kelly Jones.
I'm probably going to throw up.
You say that every year and I've never seen you barf, but I have seen you naked.
Are those two things related?
No, I just thought of them in my mind.
I don't think you've seen me naked.
Yes, I have.
Like Bush?
Yeah. That one year we had to change in the bathroom upstairs.
Oh, the blood year. Yeah, we definitely saw each other naked that year. We spent like an hour cleaning up.
It was disgusting.
It was fun. Are we done then?
Yeah, we have to be done.
Wait, Andy Plans has a life hack.
What is it?
Always carry matches to avoid leaving a bathroom smelly.
That's a good one. But I don't know, you can't light matches all everywhere.
I guess you can.
All right. Well, good one. Better than
Thanks,
that.
Candy plants.
Better than that berry smelling spray people use around here.
Oh, disgusting.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please show up for us next week and show up for FMU.
Yeah!
Fundraising Marathon starts on Sunday and we'll be on next Friday making some money. So we will be with Kelly Jones doing something disgusting, I'm sure. And we will see you then.
Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Special simulcast.
Yeah, yeah.
How am I doing this now?
Oh, Michelle.
In the morning again, and this is the city, and these are the lights. The day's work is over now. People are on their way home. They're tired, they're hot, they're hungry, but they're on their way home. In the newspapers, there's a new murder story. It's hit the headlines. Full layout of pictures on page 3. It's really quite sensational. It helps while away the time. When you live out in Jackson Heights, must have had a hard day, buddy. Don't bite your nails, honey. Very few stenographers are murdered.
Read about that bathtub murder?
I'll say, some figure that dame had.
So what do you want to do with $8?
So what do you want?
Oh, man, I gotta fly tonight. I mean, I really gotta fly.
You want more kicks?
Oh, man, I ain't even warmed up yet.
Let's go down to Times Square.
What's down to Times Square on a Sunday night, man?
Donuts, man. Tonight's young yet.
Yo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Stretch out your legs, let me make it ball. drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your known peace, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take you on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
I read you're not a rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just de-low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass track is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
The time of day it is, through tunnels like sewers hidden under the city. But you don't mind that. It's always that way, whatever city it is. You've always been alone. By now, it's your trademark. You like it that way. Especially